Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Political hitman.
I'm Howie Silberger, your political hitman here on Israel News Talk Radio. We are live, which means you can call in. Numbers to call, North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, 02-6500-151. You could join me in the chat room. I'll be in the chat room the entire show for the entire hour. Join me in the chat room at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Just click on that orange button that says chat room, and you could join me in conversation in the chat room. But I much prefer if you called me and we could talk. American Judaism is in grave danger. American Jews are in grave danger. And they're not in danger from an external force. They're in danger from an internal force. Judaism in America is destroying itself. And there's not much that can be done to stop it. Oh, I'm sure there must be a lot to be done to stop it. And millions of dollars are being spent trying to stop it. But it doesn't seem like any of that is working. A recent study published said that only 50% of American Jews aged 25 to 54, this of course excludes the religious community, are currently married, and close to, and among those, almost 60% are marrying outside of the faith. They're marrying non-Jews. I find it fascinating, and absolutely fascinating, that with so many Jews intermarrying, and Judaism as a religion disappearing in North America, that there's so much media, so many TV shows and media focused on Judaism. It kind of makes me feel like North American Jews, are kind of living in a museum and looking through a fishbowl at what was, not necessarily at what is. And I find this fascinating, and this absolutely fascinates me. And I want to talk about this and a whole lot more right here on Political Hitman. Give me a call. In North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, 02-6500-151. You can join me in the chat room at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I'm Howie Silberger. This is Political Hitman. We're heard every week right here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, the best radio station on the net. You can find anything better than this one. Israel News Talk Radio.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire news, views, and wisdom for the nations. Here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Political hitman.
I'm Howie Silberger. This is Political Hitman here on Israel News Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. Numbers to call if you want to get in on the conversation is, in North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, 02-6500-151. The conversation is just starting to fire up in the chat room, so go to IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com and click on a big orange button that says chat room and join the conversation in the chat room. But more importantly, you could call me. The year was 1988. I was 14 years old, and the Lockerbie plane disaster had just happened. The terror attack on the Pan Am Flight 101 in Lockerbie had just happened. And I'm sitting on the floor. It's a Saturday night, just after Sabbath. I'm sitting on the floor in the living room of preeminent Jewish composer, the late Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach. And I'm sitting there with maybe five or six other 14-year-olds. We're sitting there together. And Rabbi Carlbach is playing some of his famous tunes. And in between his music, he's giving us a little bit of a talk. He's talking to us about Judaism and about how important it is to follow Judaism. And we're listening to him. And as a 14-year-old, you're kind of half listening, half you don't realize the moment you're in. You don't realize how important the person you're sitting with is in the context of Jewishness and Judaism. He was the preeminent writer of a lot of the liturgical songs and the tunes that Jews around the world use in prayer. And you don't realize that you're sitting among greatness. And I'm sitting there. And at one point in his talk to us, he stops and he looks us dead in the eye and he says, "Listen to me and listen to me carefully." And it was all jovial and everything was light. And then suddenly it got really, really serious. And he said, "Listen to me carefully." He said, "There will be much temptation for you people." And he's talking about you people, the 14-year-olds that were sitting in front of him. "You will be tempted to date non-Jewish girls. You'll be tempted to marry non-Jewish girls, to assimilate into society, to try to be like everyone else. You will be tempted to do that. But you have to remember one thing," he said. "And what you have to remember is that you are Jews, and Jews are different. Jews aren't like everyone else. Jews are extremely different. We have the Torah," he said. "The Bible, the Jewish Bible. It was given to us by God. We believe in God. We believe that God gave us the Bible and that the rules in the Bible are rules that we have to follow. This differentiates Jews from everyone else." He says, "Don't get fooled into believing that you are like everyone else and you could live your life like everyone else. You are designed, you are born to be different, and you should be different." And then he went on to sing, and the mood got a lot lighter after that. And for years, I thought about that moment sitting in front of Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, that moment when he told me I was different from everyone else. And I tried to live my life that way. I tried to live my life differently from everyone else. I followed the Jewish law. I wore a yarmulke, a skull cap. I wore the fringes, the tzitzis. I lived my life as a different Jew. And I lived my life like that in a public school environment. All the other Jews around me were assimilated Jews. They were living in the world of non-Jewishness around them. I was different. And I paid the price for being different. And the price I paid was beatings every day. The price I paid was being set on fire. I paid the price for being a different Jew. But that didn't deter me at all. I wasn't deterred at all. I thought, if this is the price I have to pay to be Jewish, then this is the price I have to pay to be Jewish. And it seems that as time went on, as I got older, and perspective, because life perspective kind of fills in the gaps for you as you get older, I realized two things. The first thing I realized was that being different and being Jewish, authentically Jewish, is really the proper and right way to go if you're a Jew. And the second thing I realized is that this term, Jewish identity, really bothers me. It's an assimilationist term made up by American federations to try to console the Jews that left Judaism or that feel a biological connection to Judaism, but not really a spiritual connection to Judaism. I hate the term Jewish identity. In my world, in my viewpoint, either you're Jewish or you're not Jewish. There's no in between. You can't be half pregnant. Either you're fully pregnant or you're not pregnant at all. Either you believe in God or you don't believe in God. It's simple. It's simple to me. Not so much to other people that I know. So this time of year is extremely difficult for certain assimilated Jews. They feel that they're left out while the rest of the world is celebrating their holidays, which they are entitled to. And I wish everybody who's not Jewish a very happy New Year. Jewish New Year's in September, but for everybody who's not Jewish, I wish you a very happy New Year. And I hope that you have health and happiness for next Gregorian year. But I personally do not celebrate the reset of Pope Gregory's holiday calendar. I don't celebrate the reset of Pope Gregory's calendar. And I don't celebrate Sylvester Day, because Sylvester was a former pope that was notorious for putting Jews in barrels with spikes and rolling them down a hill. To me, January 1st is just another day. But to a lot of people, it's not. So I did this, and I do this a lot. I posted up on Facebook that I don't celebrate the reset of Pope Gregory's calendar, and I don't celebrate St. Sylvester Day. And I explained that St. Sylvester Day was for a pope that was notorious for putting Jews in barrels, etc., etc. He was one of Emperor Constantine's aides, and he wasn't very nice to the Jews. And I started getting heck. People came after me as if I had burst some kind of balloon. First it was crazy extremist Christians who came after me, who said that Jews killed Jesus. I mean, they started with the blood libels, and you know that how could you condemn Saint Sylvester if Jews killed Jesus, which is patently untrue and a blood libel that's been used for centuries to persecute and kill Jews. And then the Jews started talking. The people who identify as Jews, maybe not religious, but they identify Jewish identity, because that's important in North America to be identifiably Jewish. They call themselves progressives, but their opinions are pretty regressive. And one of them said, Howie, you are an extremist. You look at life as an extremist. And I thought about it for a second. And I said, am I an extremist? Am I an extremist for believing? Am I an extremist for following my religion the way it's written? Am I an extremist for following God and for listening to what God tells me? Am I an extremist for not celebrating holidays that aren't part of my culture, that aren't part of my religion? Does that make me an extremist? If it does, I'm proud to be an extremist. I have no problem being an extremist. If that's what an extremist is, then yes, I'm an extremist. But maybe, just maybe, we're looking at this the wrong way. And I try to look at things from a different perspective. I always try to look from the other person's perspective. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong way. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should be like other North American Jews and just assimilate into society and try to get along. I mean, we've seen it work. We've seen it work in the past, haven't we? I mean, when Jews assimilated into Roman society, they weren't expelled or murdered or rolled down hills in barrels with spikes. And when Jews assimilated into German society, they weren't put into ovens and gas chambers. So we see that the assimilation thing really works, because Jew hatred disappears when Jews assimilate into society. The way I see things and the way I see Judaism, I believe in God and I believe in the Torah and I believe in following the commandments that God gave me to follow. And the way I see it is, I'm proud of that. And I don't understand how other people aren't proud of that. And why other people try to shun it and hide it and forget about it. But do they really? I've been traveling across the States for the last little while. And every city I've stopped in, somebody stopped me and said, hey, you're Jewish, so am I. Interesting. Why would they want to identify as Jew? Why would they want to tell me that? I think there's a yearning to come back to Judaism. I think American Jews are yearning to do that. We'll talk about that when we come back from this break. I'm Howie Silberger. This is Political Hitman on Israel News Talk Radio. Give me a call in North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, 02-650-0151. Join me in the chat room on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Just go to the website, IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and click on the orange button that says chat room, and you could join me there. I will be there the entire show. We'll be right back.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country from Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
Political Hitman.
I'm Howie Silberger, your political hitman here on Israel News Talk Radio. Give me a call in North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, 02-650-0151. Join me in the chat room on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And just click on the orange button that says chat room right on the top of the page. You can't miss it. And join me in the chat room. There's a huge conversation going on in the chat room. It's always fun to follow the conversation in the chat room and to listen to the show and, of course, to call into the show. It's always fun to take part in everything we offer here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. A progressive friend of mine sat down with me a little while ago. He invited me out to lunch. And I looked at him and I said to him, yeah, I'll go to lunch with you, but it has to be kosher. And he seemed kind of surprised by this. And he says to me, oh, what do you mean by kosher? And this is, I said to him, well, what I mean is that we have to go to a restaurant that is certified kosher by a rabbinic authority that deals in certifying restaurants as kosher. So it has to have a symbol in the window, a sign in the window saying that they are certified kosher. Now, let me explain that this is a Jewish progressive friend of mine who absolutely hates the fact that I am a strong, outspoken, moralistic Jew. I preach morals on the radio. I've been doing it for half my life. I've been on the radio half my life, and I've been preaching morality for half my life. I've been preaching Judaism and defending Judaism on the radio for half my life. And he hates that. And he hates the fact that I'm so flamboyantly Jewish. And he looks at me, and he says to me, all right, let's go to a kosher place. Now, in my experience, and this is kind of weird, and I don't like to publicize this because it's a little strange, and there's really no reason for it. But in my experience, when I have non-Jewish, I have a lot of non-Jewish friends. I went to public school and made a lot of non-Jewish friends. I worked in a lot of industries that had no Jews in them, and made a lot of non-Jewish friends. And in my experience, when my non-Jewish friends say to me, "Hey, Howie, let's go out for lunch," and I say, "Okay, no problem, we'll go out for lunch, but it has to be at a kosher restaurant." They all look at me and say, all right, no problem. Which restaurant would you like to go to? Only when my Jewish friends, my secular Jewish friends, my assimilated Jewish friends, my progressive Jewish friends, only when they invite me out do I have any kind of argument about what kosher is. And people don't know what kosher is. It's odd and mind-boggling to me that people could grow up knowing they're Jewish and have no knowledge of Judaism. It blows my mind. I went out to lunch with him because I like to hear the other perspective. This is why I always invite people to call into the shows that I do. And I always invite people to contact me, whether on Facebook or through email, whatever. I always invite people to contact me because I like to hear different perspectives on what I talk about. You know, it's great to sit here and pontificate, to sit here on my throne and talk to all of you and express my opinion. But it's much more fulfilling and much more educational for me when I express my opinion and somebody calls me or somebody tells me that I'm wrong or that I or they agree with me or they disagree with me or somebody comments on something I say. That's a lot more interesting to me. And so I like going out with people who don't necessarily believe in what I believe in or necessarily see the world the way I see the world, because it's interesting to get a different perspective on stuff. And sometimes getting a different perspective helps you change your perspective a little bit. It helps you look at things a little differently and helps you understand the world a little more. And my gosh, I really need to understand this world a little more. This world has gone crazy. And morality has gone into the gutter, and religion is a bad word. And reality has been blurred in North America. North American society in general is going to the dumpster. And so I try to understand what's going on by talking to people with different perspectives. So I go out to lunch with my progressive friend, and I explain to him, my progressive Jewish friend, I have to explain to him what kosher means. And so I explain to him what kosher means, and we go to a kosher restaurant. And it's a kosher pizza parlor. And we sit down, and he orders a couple of slices of pizza. I order a couple of slices of pizza. We're sitting there, and we're talking. And he looks at me, and he says to me, Howie, I need you to do me a favor. I said, what kind of favor do you need? He says, I need you to stop talking about Judaism on the radio. I need you to stop it. You're driving me crazy. I listen to your show. I love your show, but you're driving me crazy. Stop talking about Judaism. I said, why should I stop talking about Judaism? He said, because you're wrong. You're wrong about Judaism, he tells me. And I said, all right, let me hear this. How am I wrong? What am I saying that disturbs you so much? He says, Howie, I listen to you. He says, you have a weekly show, I listen to your weekly show. You had a daily show, I listen to your daily show. Whenever you're on the radio, no matter what station you're on, and I know you're on a couple of different stations, I listen to your shows. And every show I listen to, mostly every show I listen to, you say the same thing. He says, you say that Jews have to believe in God. That Jews have to believe that God gave the Jewish people the Bible. You say that Jews have to understand that there are different rules for Jews than everyone else. And that sometimes you could be very hungry and be walking through a shopping mall. And you could walk by a food court filled with restaurants. And you don't stop there to eat because they're not kosher. Because you're following the rules. You say that Judaism is a way of life. It's not just a list of rules, a list of do's and don'ts. It's a way of life. And that we must stop looking at it as a list of we can do this, we can't do that. But we have to start looking at the beauty of Judaism and the lifestyle of Judaism. He says, and that doesn't represent me as an American Jew. That doesn't represent the way I live as an American Jew, he says to me. And every time you say something like that, every time you express that opinion, what you are doing is you are insulting me and my family. I'm personally insulted. Now, that didn't surprise me at all because we live in a generation of everybody being insulted by everything. You can't say five words without insulting somebody. He says to me, so I really love you, Howie. I love you as a friend. But I need you to stop talking about Judaism because you're making me feel guilty that I'm not following Judaism. And I listened very intently. And then I interlocked my hands and put them under my chin. And I looked at him. And he says, well, aren't you going to say something? And I continued to look at him. He says, say something, please, say something. And I said, if you are feeling guilty because I'm speaking speaking on the radio and I'm telling the truth. And I'm saying that you were born into a heritage. You inherited a great thing, a gift. A gift from God. And you're choosing to ignore the gift that was given to you. If that bothers you, maybe it's not me who has to reevaluate the way I'm living. Maybe it's you, the way you have to, who has to reevaluate the way you're living. Maybe it's not me who has to stop talking. Maybe it's you who has to start listening. Maybe it's not me who has to stop teaching. Maybe it's you who has to start learning. It's easy to say, yes, I'm an assimilated Jew living in society. I'm an assimilated Jew. I love the culture. It's great. It's easy. That's the easy way out. But life isn't supposed to be easy. Religion isn't easy. Morality isn't easy. It's easy to live in the gutter like the rest of society. But it's a sign of a true person when you could pull yourself out of the gutter, when you could stand up and say, you want to live that lifestyle? You could live that lifestyle. That's your prerogative. You have the choice. God gave us the option of choice. He gave us the freedom of choice. You could live that lifestyle. But the best compared to the benefits of that lifestyle are polar opposites. You choose where you want to go. He sat there in stunned silence. He looked at me. He didn't know what to answer. His mouth was open. I said, why don't you give it a shot? I said, if it's really bothering you, give it a shot. What do you have to lose? He says to me, you know, Howie, I know I said before that I love you as a friend, but now I really hate you. I said, that's also your prerogative. And he got up and he walked away. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you the end of the story, because the end of the story really is really more mind-blowing than the beginning of the story. I'm Howie Silberger. This is Political Hitman on Israel News Talk Radio. You could call in if you want. Numbers to call in North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, the number to call is 02-650-0151. You can visit me and join me in the chat room on israelnewstalkradio.com. Click on the orange button that says chat room, and I'll be there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa. Each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany is but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
Political Hitman.
I'm Howie Silberger. You're a political hitman here on Israel News Talk Radio. We are live, and you can call in North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, you can give me a call at 02-650-0151. You could join me in the chat room at israelnewstalkradio.com. Click on the orange button that says chat room, and we're there. We're there the whole show. There's a great conversation going on in the chat room. There's always great conversation going on in the chat room during the show. So feel free to go to the chat room and join in on the conversation. So I was telling a story before the break. I was telling a story about a progressive Jewish friend of mine who didn't know what kosher was, who invited me out to lunch one day to give me heck because I talk about religion on the radio. Because I don't preach, but I like to talk about religion. I like to encourage people to take a different look, to look at it, religion from a different perspective. And my perspective is really a different perspective. I grew up in a religious family, but I went to public school, and my experience in public school wasn't the greatest experience at all. I got beaten. I was set on fire at one point. The situation in public school wasn't a good situation. And I look at Judaism totally different from that than somebody who grew up in a parochial Jewish school or somebody who grew up in the Jewish bubble. I look at it completely differently. And I believe in God. I believe strongly in God. And I believe that God gave the Torah to the Jewish people, that God gave the Bible to the Jewish people, and that the Jewish people have an obligation to follow the rules of engagement. We're God's army. We have the obligation to follow the rules of engagement that God gave us. But many of my progressive friends, many of my assimilated friends don't have that same perspective. And I'm telling this, I've been telling the story about this one friend who took me out to lunch and gave me hell because I talk about religion on the radio. And at the end of the conversation, he told me that he hated me because I made him feel guilty about not following the religion, about being an assimilated Jew. And he got up and he walked out on me. I sat in the restaurant after he walked out for a couple of minutes, just thinking, could this conversation have gone any better? Is there any way that he could have walked out happier? Is there anything I could have done that would have caused him to not storm out of the restaurant as angry as he was, but to leave the restaurant contemplating what I had to say? Oh, I knew he was thinking about what I had to say. Don't get me wrong. I knew he was thinking about what I had to say and thinking about the conversation we had. He was angry at himself. He wasn't really angry at me. I mean, it's called deflection, right? You can't be angry at yourself. You have to deflect it on someone else. I understood the psychology behind it. But the question was there any way to sugarcoat it? And I stopped. I was thinking there for about 5 minutes, and then I stopped myself. And I said, wait a second. What a crazy way to think. I don't know where this nutty idea came into my head that telling a Jew that you are Jewish because A, God gave the Torah to the Jewish people. The Bible, Jewish Bible, is given to the Jewish people by God. And B, God obligated the Jewish people to follow the Torah. That's what makes you Jewish. Without that, Judaism would exist. You would not be a Jew. If you negate Bible and God, you've negated the basis of Judaism. Then what is the point of calling yourself a Jew? Biologically, you might be connected to the tribes of the Jewish people, the tribes of the Hebrew people. Yeah, biologically, sure. But does biology really count if you negate the essence of the religion? Does biology really count if you say that God doesn't exist? How could biology count then? And who cares? Who would care if biology counted? A couple of days later, he calls me. I sit down with him again. We don't go out for lunch this time, but he invites me to his house. And I go to his house, and he's sitting there in the living room with his wife. And he asks me to sit down. I sit down. He looks at me, and he says, listen, he says. And one second, let me just stop for a second here, because I'm not even sure why my opinion meant so much to him. I have no idea why he put so much credence into what I was saying. I mean, I appreciate the fact that he respects me so much that my opinion means a lot to him. But I have no idea why he put so much credence into what I was saying. And I'm sitting there in the living room, and I'm looking at him and his wife. And he says to me, I have a couple of questions for you. I had the conversation with my wife. I told her what you said. She's as upset as I am. I have a couple of questions for you. And I said, go ahead, shoot. He says to me, are you a rabbi? I said, no. He says to me, I see. He says, are you an authoritative figure on Judaism? And I said, no. He says, I see. He says, do you have any theological training whatsoever? Are you qualified to talk about religion whatsoever? Qualified meaning educationally qualified. I said, if you're asking if I have a PhD in religion, the answer is no. I do not have a PhD in religion. And he says to me, then what gives you the right to get on the radio and to pontificate on the radio about religion? What gives you the right to speak about it? Who are you, and what gives you the right to do that? I didn't even have to think about the response. That's how easy the question was. I didn't have to think about the response. I looked at him and I said, I've lived through a lot in my life. I've learned a lot about the religion. I understand that it pains you when I say that a Jew has to be connected to Judaism. It pains you. I understand that. And I understand that what you're doing now is you are trying to inflict that pain onto me. You are trying to take that pain out of you, and you're trying to give that pain to me. And you know what? I will accept your pain. I will take it. No, I'm not qualified. I'm not a qualified person to talk about religion at all. Not at all. I have an education. I have a great education. I went to the best schools out there. I have multiple degrees from universities. But I'm not qualified to talk about religion. You're right. But you are pained by what I say because you see the truth in what I say. And you understand that the truth is not what you're following. The truth is not the way you are living. You understand that. And that's what's paining you. That's why you're so upset. You are upset because you see the truth right in front of you. It's right there. And you haven't grasped at the golden ring. You haven't taken that ring into your hand. You haven't chosen to accept the truth. Because it's easy to live an assimilated life. It's easy to walk through a shopping mall in North America, and when your kid says, I'm hungry, stopping at McDonald's, a non-kosher restaurant, and picking up a cheeseburger. That's easy. It's much harder to live as a Jew. And you want the easy way out. And I understand that the majority of Jews in North America want the easy way out. And that is the beauty of God. God gave us a choice. We have freedom of choice. People have asked me the question for years. If God knows everything you're going to do, where do you have freedom of choice? That's where you have freedom of choice. That is your freedom of choice. You could choose to live life the way you want to live. And you can live with the guilt of knowing you're doing the wrong thing. And you could live with the anger when someone points it out. You could make that choice. Or you could choose to turn your life around and be a better Jew. It's the choice you have. It's your choice. Nobody can make that choice for you. And you can find a million and one excuses not to do it. Kosher food's expensive. Shabbat, you know, observing the Sabbath is very difficult and could cut into profits in a business. There's so many different reasons on why you don't want to follow a religion, why you don't want to be Jewish, how hard it is and how difficult it is and how horrific it is to be Jewish. But do the benefits of being Jewish outweigh the benefits of being assimilated? I think they do. And I look at North American Jewry intermarrying falling apart at the seams. In two generations, three generations, if this Pew study was right, if these studies were right, North American Jews will disappear, except for the religious group. And I think thousands of years of Jews being persecuted, millions of Jewish lives being taken for people standing up for their religion, and North American Jews are just throwing it away. I hope and I pray that North American Jewry survives. I thank God that Israel exists. And I thank God that the religious communities exist. Without them, Judaism would be doomed. But I live and I breathe and I think very, very highly of them. I'm Harry Silberger, this is Political Hitman. I will see you next week.
Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. Just click the orange button at the top of the Israel News Talk Radio.com homepage, log in as yourself or an anonymous guest, and join in on the fun. You'll meet other listeners from all over the world who listen to Israel News Talk Radio, and you can make new friends. Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with us.
We love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.